Today on Gardening in a Minute, tulips in Florida. Many northern gardeners who move south to Florida ask about whether they can grow tulips in Florida. The short answer is yes and no. Tulips need a period of cool dormancy, and Florida's winters are just too warm to give tulips the resting period they need. However, Florida gardeners can grow tulips if they just think of them as annuals. The trick is to use bulbs that have been pre-chilled for 2 to 4 months and then plant them in the yard in the winter. The bulbs will bloom once and may hang on for a season, but they typically won't bloom again. And of course, gardeners who want to enjoy tulips can always purchase them from florists in the form of gift plants or cut flowers. For more information about bulbs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil pH. The pH of a soil is the measure of its acidity or alkalinity. Essential plant nutrients like iron become more or less available depending on the soil pH, so your soil's pH can affect the health of your plants. To determine your soil's pH, bring a soil sample to your county extension office for a soil test. Once you have the results, you can choose plants that are adapted to your conditions. Most plants do best in a slightly acidic soil, but some, like blueberries and azaleas, prefer strongly acidic soils. It's also possible to alter the pH of your soil by adding supplements like lime or sulfur. But the effects may be temporary, and applying too much lime or sulfur can damage your plants. For more information on soil pH and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Coral Ardesia. Coral Ardesia was originally brought to Florida to brighten landscapes with its attractive foliage and fruit. But now it's classified as an invasive plant because it invades natural areas and crowds out native plants. Ardesia is an evergreen shrub that is easily recognized for its bright red berries that are often present year-round. The berries attract birds and raccoons, which can then spread the plant. The leaves are dark green and waxy and have wavy edges. The berries and leaves may be poisonous to pets, humans, and livestock. If you discover coral ardesia in your landscape, removing it will help prevent its spread. You can try pulling plants by hand, though multiple applications of herbicide may be necessary to eradicate them. For more information on coral ardesia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plant hardiness zones. When you select a plant for the garden, one of the most important things to consider is the plant's hardiness zone. The Department of Agriculture has designated 11 climate zones for the U.S. to guide gardening efforts. There are 4 zones in Florida, 8, 9, 10, and 11. The USDA hardiness zones are based on the average lowest temperatures, helping you choose plants that can survive the winter. Use the zones as a guide for selecting the plants best suited for your area. Remember that Florida's long summers, high humidity, and warm nights can affect a plant's ability to survive in the appropriate zone. So use the USDA plant zones as a guide, but consult your county extension office for more detailed information. For more information about plant hardiness zones and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, all about greens. Greens are an important part of southern cooking. Mustard, collard, and turnip greens all belong to the cabbage family, and they're a good source of vitamin A, calcium, and iron. The peak season for greens in Florida is October through March. You should plant greens in the fall, a few weeks after you've added compost or organic matter to the soil. Let the plants grow for at least 6 to 8 weeks before you harvest them. Wash freshly harvested leaves well to remove all grit, and then cool them immediately in the refrigerator. They're best when cooked within a day or two of harvest. Chop your greens and boil them in a pot. You can even save the nutritious cooking liquid for dipping your cornbread. For more information about greens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.